Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are wrapping up our study in 2 Samuel, and we're in the last chapter, 2 Samuel chapter 24, where David has taken a census. And in verses 11 through 14, he receives a visit from the prophet Gad. And through the prophet, God gives David three options for judgment: 3 years of famine, 3 months of running before your enemies, or 3 days of plague. And David's response is one of the most beautiful moments of faith in this entire chapter. He says, "Let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercy is great." David knows something that's critical about God. Even when God disciplines his own people, he disciplines with mercy. Falling into the hands of men, well, cruelty reigns. But falling into the hands of God, we receive mercy that's mingled with justice. And this truth frees us. We don't have to fear the judgment of our merciful God. His hands, even when heavy, are not cruel. They are scarred hands, pierced for our sins. Here are a couple of ways that you can turn this into a prayer. Lord, let me trust your mercy more than I fear your discipline. Help me believe that even in my failures, you are still my safest refuge. And grow in me a deeper confidence in your character of compassion. Here are two different peoples that we can pray for: our Creative Access missionaries that are living in India, and also the Chechua LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Zambia and Malawi.